Our whole stance with this one was kind of like throw a ton of stuff at the wall. Like, we wrote a lot, we experimented a lot, and that's partially why the record took so long.
It's been 4 years since Chairlift first put out their debut album, Does You Inspire You? But the Brooklyn band is finally back now with a new batch of songs for their sophomore record, Something, which was just released this week. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, it's Russ Boris. Chairlift initially began in 2005 as a very informal project between Carolyn Polachek and Aaron Fenning when they were both studying at the University of Colorado. The duo had a quirky goal in mind, to make background music for haunted houses. But they soon realized that they could actually do a lot more than that. Carolyn and Aaron picked up another member, Patrick Wimberly, and relocated to New York City. The newly formed trio began making a name for themselves by playing shows with other up-and-coming bands like MGMT and Yesayer. Chairlift self-released their first EP, Daylight Savings, in 2007, and a year later released a full-length album with the help of K9 Records. After touring behind their debut album, Does You Inspire You, founding member Aaron Fenning decided to pursue a solo career and left the band. When Carolyn and Patrick stopped by WFUV's Studio A, they talked to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about the benefits of working as a duo.
Do you guys feel like you are very simpatico, like on the same wavelength? Because I would assume if you were that way, it would be probably pretty easy to write
together. We just don't even talk.
You don't even need to talk.
We just go like,
yeah, just a lot of face making.
So if someone comes up with an idea that the other person is, you know.
Somebody makes a face. At them.
If the other person doesn't like it, we usually keep moving forward. We don't really try to talk each other into each other's ideas. That's the good thing about being a one-person or two-person band, actually, is that like...
She just called us a one-person band.
Only having one other person to run ideas by.
That's how close we are.
That's it. You are one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying? That's a good thing about being a...
Oh, so there's only one person that might disagree. So if that person disagrees, then it's kind of a be-all, end-all, and then you move on. Whereas if there's two people, then you have to deal with like... You know, majority rules situations, which always leaves someone feeling a little annoyed.
Becomes some sort of democratic situation, which isn't. Doesn't.
Democracy does not work in bands.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for Sidewalk Safari?
I got hit by a car a couple years ago, not very severely, don't worry. I didn't really get hurt, but I was late to class, and there was a bunch of cars parked at a red light, and I kind of like bolted between two of the cars that were parked, and I didn't realize that there was a car coming up from behind the other one, kind of trying to scoot up to the front of the line.
Oh my God.
And that car hit me as I was kind of running through. I remember I was like holding a PB&J that I like was trying to eat for breakfast. And so the memory of the PB&J and like getting hit by the car all kind of like muddled up together. But anyway, I think I did more damage to the car than it did to me because I broke the, I knocked the rear view window off. But anyway, ever since then, I've had these like kind of graphic, gruesome views whenever I cross in front of a car that it's actually just going to floor it and go right through my legs. And so this song is actually written from the point of view of that driver that would just illogically decide to run someone over. So it's a pretty like gruesome POV, but you know, it's kind of cathartic to sing about that. All of the bones in your body are in the way to few pieces for me. Time to do something about it. I'm
Live music from the band Chairlift and the song Sidewalk Safari. This session was engineered by Nujo Grimaldi, and today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.